A very good evening to you. This is Gospel for Grampian, and it's just after 7 p.m. and time right now for the Power Hour. And for the Power Hour, which is about applying God's word in prayer, I'm joined by Pastor James Matuku, who is from Kenya, from Nairobi in specifically. I welcome you, Pastor James. How are you?
I'm very fine, Robert. Thank you very much for all the listeners, wherever you are. I am the Pastor James Matuku Denge from Kenya, Nairobi. I do the ministry in the prison ministry. I have the church. The God has called me because he loves the prisoners. And I want to give you new encouragement to you and to your life. It starts with you. Do you love the sinners? You yourself, you think about that one. Do you love the sinners? If go to the nation, go to the nations. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 19. It is a word that God Jesus Christ, he left to us to do. You, if you are saved, if you are ready, you are a child of God. And this is the word which Jesus Christ, he said from that chapter, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And I read for you, and Jesus came and to them, and he said, all power is given in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore teach the nations, baptize them in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe the word observe. After you reach them, you teach them the meaning of the baptism. You ding their heart to strengthen them to understand they have received Jesus Christ. Then you go and baptize them. As we continue in the book of the Mark, chapter 16, there is another word to encourage you, my brethren. In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, it is another word. The word, it is encouraging me and the Jew. I hope you want to be encouraged. I hope God loves you. And it is why he wants to use you. And it is why he has called me to reach those people who are rejected. In that book of the Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. That's the word. I want to encourage you. Do you know Jesus Christ? He loved the world. Do you know God himself? He loved the world. Do you know the Holy Spirit loves the world? And it is why God himself, he sent his begotten Son, because he loved the world. The world was not good. He loved us when we were sinners. And I thank God because I was a sinner. And they said to me, and they said, you go and look for other sinners. Bring them. You are not a sinner anymore. Then it's why I go to reach these people in the prisons, rejected people, the people they call them murderers, but still God loves them. They are the people God can use them in a mighty way. We should love them. We should just follow the word that Jesus Christ left to his disciples. He said, go ye. Now, you are one of the disciples. Haven't you gone to them, those who are rejected, who are lost, because God is looking for them. In another pass in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, encourage me too much about it. It says, from 13 it says, but he that shall endure at the end, the same shall be saved. Enduring, we have to endure in the work. Enduring in salvation. Enduring, it means you are available to God, waiting for God. 14, it says, that time Jesus Christ was preaching, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. In all the world. Get that one. In all the world. Again. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all the nations. And then shall the end come. God, Jesus Christ, will not come unless we preach and we reach the world. We reach to those people who are lost. We need them. And this gospel should be reached, be preached to other people who are in reach. And it's why I am through you, through the power hour, to reach you wherever you are. And the word again is encouraging us to reach those people, the love of God. John chapter 3, verse 16. Because God loved the world, he sent his begotten Son, so that who believeth may not perish. The perish means to be destroyed. God is the love. 1 John 4:8. If you have the love, you have to love those people who are sinners, who are in the darkness, because God loved us where we are sinners. Then we have to do so. We have adopted the righteousness from God, and we should show the love that Jesus Christ showed on the cross, and that the God himself was with him. And I want to emphasize you and to encourage you. We have to love those who are sinners, but we should hate sins. We should hate wickedness. We should hate the deeds they are doing. So, the Acts of Apostles, chapter 17, verse 30. Another word in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 17, verse 30. And the time of this ignorance, God wicked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. The word repent, everybody to repent. Repentance. God does not like any person to get lost, to go to hell. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not as slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the repentance. The word repentance. The time now has come. When we are not waiting in time, the rapture is very near, and we should do the work, reach the unreached, those who are lost in the prisons, those who are lost in the streets, those who are lost in the big houses, those who are lost in the big nations, those who are lost in iniquities, different sins, they have gone away, and there we are. God has commanded us to do the work. It is me and the Jew we have to reach and bring for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is using you and me. We should be very much ready. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, the repentance is now, salvation is now, not tomorrow. So we need those who are hearing me to say yes to Jesus. And they say, I need to repent, to join the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you wherever you are. May God continue to encourage you and join and be part of the kingdom of God and do the work. Thank you for power, the power hour, the minister who are ministering there. May God bless them. God bless you, Robert. God bless you, Ellen. Bless you, all the ministers over there, as we get on in prayers, as we continue to pray for the nations, as we continue to pray for who are not saved. We should stand very firm, knowing it's a promise of God. Thank you very much. May God bless you. May God bless you. As I cross off, let us pray. Father, we thank you for the time you have given to me to reach your people very far. It is you saves, Lord. Somebody has heard. The Lord, somebody has turned to you, and you have turned him to you. Thank you, Lord. May God bless you. The ministry over there, Scotland, may God bless them. Gospel Grabians, may God uplift them. You may bless them, wherever they are, the ministers, the praise and the worship team over there, and the all the engineers over there. God bless them. Thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, in Jesus Christ, I pray.
We're speaking to James by way of Facebook, but the connection is, it's acceptable, but it's not too brilliant. James, I was just saying that while you were speaking, it reminded me of the scripture, the laborers are few, the fields are white under harvest. And that's always such a pity. It was a pity in Jesus' time, but there's never been more like a time as now when we should be out and about and taking up the great commission that Christ gave us in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, which you covered so well, and telling each and every one of us the wonderful news of the gospel. And that's why we're here on air. Thank you very much once again. And this is the Power Hour, and we hope that you will join us now in prayer as we continue to pray more for the not only the people of Aberdeen, but the people of Scotland, and indeed righteousness and truth to come out over the face of the earth. Are you able to keep joining us, James?
Very much I want to join, because even yesterday I was in the prayers, and I hope I'll be in the prayers even now with you, and I am very sure God is going to do marvelous.
Okay, so feel free in just a few minutes to chip in once again in prayer, James, as we carry on in prayer.
Yes, I'll be very happy. Okay. And I'll join you.
Okay. We're just going to be praying just now. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks and we give you praise for this opportunity, not only to pray for your gospel to come and be made known to very many people, not just here in Scotland, not just in Kenya, where Pastor James is, but also throughout the world, Lord God. There never has been a greater time than this for people to know the gospel, to be able to take the gospel for themselves and to say, I accept that. I want to turn from my ways. I want to have Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, hear the hearts of the people, because, Lord, people are confused. People don't know, Lord God, what is going on. They look at the news and there's so much bad and confusing news coming through, Lord God. But you, Lord God, you, Lord, are El Emet, the God of truth. You, Lord, are Jehovah Sekenu, the Lord, our righteousness, Lord, and it is to you that we come. You are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Lord, you are Jehovah Husenu, the Lord, our maker. Lord God, we come to you right now. Lord, your name is at stake, Lord God. You said you want none should perish, but all should have everlasting life. Yet right now, Lord God, people are perishing because of all these diseases, the ones that are here now and the ones to come. Lord God, you alone know the true hearts of the people, because you, Lord God, El Roy, the God who sees me, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there present. And Lord God, we call on you, Lord God, to bring about all righteousness, all truth into this world, into people's hearts and minds. And instead of the way that they are going, imbue them and bring them to you, Lord God. Make them seek you, Lord God, with their hearts and their minds. Seek your salvation, Lord God. That's what we're looking for. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Ascent. I've said thank you. God bless you.
And indeed, James, would you like to reply in prayer to that, or
Hello? Yes?
Would you like to add in prayer to that?
Yes, I would like to pray for our nation, our Kenya.
Yep.
Our Kenya is not well doing. Everything, it is not well doing. A lot of politics. And they are not honoring the church here in Kenya. We have been praying for the leadership. May God touch them.
Yep, and certainly here for
again. We need to pray. It is only me. I've been given the permission to reach the prisoners in many days. Many others, they are not allowed. I do go there in the big offices, and we talk about the reaching these people. Mm-hmm. And God may give me the favor and the great favor to those people who admit me to do the work. I may know not them, but God himself has given me the job. Mm-hmm. And the more, even the Holy Spirit will give you how to pray. Many times I don't mention what people they should pray for me, but I pray the Holy Spirit may direct them to pray what the Holy Spirit is leading them.
Okay.
And the ministry, I know the ministry over there, I have been praying for the Gambian for gospel there to reach very far in the different nations of that in that continent of Europe. Many people over there, they do not understand the word, and they need the gospel. I do pray, remember to pray for the gospel Gambian to go far, because it is only you I have heard. You have the light of the gospel. God may use you to reach very far, very far, to reach those who are in the lands where there is no church. You may plant many churches, and the gospel may reach there. Even in our nation, not yet, you remember.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask you, James, just now, could you tell us a little bit about your prison ministry, and let us know what it's like in the prisons for the prisoners, and the things that you tell them.
The ministry is in the prison. When I go there, once I tell them that God loves them, and they are there because God wants to turn them to the kingdom of God. And those who have done evil, even the evil, they tell me, I do encourage them to repent. Then I direct them to the word of God. I encourage them. Very soon they are coming out. Many, they cry to me because they do not have any items to use there, like tissues. They don't have enough shoes. They do not have clothes. But I do pray the little I have, I go, I buy it, and I give them. I am very happy to see when I'm giving them and when I preach to them. Some are very senior in the government. They are very senior. Prisoners there, they are very senior. They are very big men in the government. They have been arrested for different crimes. And I love to reach them more and more, especially this time of the COVID. They allow me to talk to them when I am outside the gate. They bring them near the gate. I speak to them and I bless them. Then I turn back. That's what many times I do. I do move with the sorrows, crying for them to turn more. But they turn more to God. I love, because one of the chaplain told me how they were crying over the night, saying, God, to use me in that prison in a mighty way. I said, let God do what his will is.
Okay, are you still with us, James?
Yes, I am with you. I am willing.
Good, good. Thank you for that description. And what could you tell us a little bit about the scriptures and the preaching? I think you gave some indication from what you gave earlier on in the program, but what else do you say to the prisoners?
In the book of Psalms, I use many times Psalms. I tell them, the God who created them are near to them. I remember when I used the book of the Job, chapter 42, verse 2 and 5. I say to them, it is time to see God when they are in that problem. It is time to see God when they are in that problem. They are near to God than the people who are outside. Because when you are in the problem, it is when many times God speaks to you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thank you very
yes.
much. I think we ought to pray for your ministry in Kenya. Would you like us to do that? James, would you like us to pray for your ministry in Kenya?
To pray for that.
Okay, I'll do that just now. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we bring before you the good work that carried out by James. And every week and many days a week, he goes in to the prisons. He does what he can for the prisoners. He treats everyone, Lord God, as equal, whether they are high government figures who have been arrested or those who are just in there for other crimes or offences, Lord God. But he tells them about you. He prepares them. And Lord God, as a result, Lord, you give him many opportunities to witness and to lead people, lead prisoners, perhaps even prisoner and officers, to Christ. And I pray, Lord God, that that continues. I pray further, Lord God, that you give him greater favor still, to be able to work with other pastors in a good network, in unity with other pastors, and so that they will be able to strengthen each other, so that they will be able to be more effective in their great work that they do to reach people for you, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for the effectiveness of all your people. We pray, Lord God, that this ministry that James is doing will be given extra prayer and intercessory coverage so that they can extend the great work that is being done. We pray for those who are in the prisons, who have particularly given their lives to Christ. And Lord God, that you will continue to bring them to a strong relationship, and that, who knows, they might be able, when they're released, to join with James in his work to reach more prisoners, to reach more people, Lord God. Lord God, that you will put the fear of God into all people in Kenya and all people throughout the world, Lord God, that people like James, ourselves, Lord God, and other ministers would be able to work effectively, that people would know that although each of us have done wrong, but that through you, Lord Jesus Christ, we have can have yes. salvation when we accept you as Lord and Savior, when we seek you with all our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the work that James is doing, and pray, Lord God, that you will bless him in every single way, not only him, but other ministers throughout Kenya and other people, other believers throughout Kenya and indeed throughout the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Right. This, listeners, you're tuned in to Gospel for Grampian, and this is the Power Hour, where we're applying God's word in prayer. And I'm in conversation over Facebook with Pastor James Mutuku, who is, I think you can describe yourself as not only a minister, but as a prison chaplain. It would be a good description for you, would it not?
It will be all right.
So I'm in contact with James Mutuku over Facebook, and he's based in Nairobi in Kenya, and we're speaking to him through Facebook. And I want to thank you, Pastor James, for coming on and speaking to us this evening for this Power Hour, and pray that you'll be able to even use the contents of this recording to even witness to more people than we have already.
Thank you. That's a great hour.
Right.
It's a great moment. Thank you.
Just to remind our listeners that you can actually hear this program again as a podcast following this program. And then we will be back again next week again. But I want to thank Pastor James. And would invite you, if you have any closing comments you would like to add.
Yes. I thank God for the Grampian Gospel Grampians, the ministry God has given to the land of Scotland. Thank you, Robert, have that opportunity to pass to me. I'll be very much happy. Even the next, and even it is to be tomorrow, I'll be very happy. May thy God, for the program he has made, Robert, and all the ministers over there, may the grace of God, the blessings of God be upon the Scotland as a whole. The total healing of COVID may be over there. Thank you.
Thank you.
What I want to remind you, just continue, let us stand firm. Jesus is at the corner very soon. He's coming. We have to do the work, and now it is time to do the work. May God bless you as you continue to support the man of God, Robert, and the island, whom they don't sleep because of the work over there. Stand with him, all the ministers, and the God will bless you. I've seen the blessings God is bringing to Scotland. May God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And James, how can people reach you? How can people reach you? If they want
to comment. They can reach me through that. Hello?
Hello? Yep.
I am well. They can use the address you have, that you have, you can give them and reach me.
Okay, thank you very much, James.
They can write, even they can use. Yes.
Thank you very much, Pastor James Mutuku. And what we have is we'll get people to respond to us through our website, and we can pass any comments on to yourself. Would that be all right for you?
I'll be very happy, and may God bless them wherever they are. Extend my greetings to everybody over there, and even more to Ellen. We love you. I and Anna, we love you. We do have time to pray for the ministry. That ministry, it is ours. Not only for you, but it is ours. We love it, and we are working together. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. You're tuned into Gospel for Grampian, and we thank you, listeners, for joining us. We've been in contact and speaking to Pastor James Mutuku, who's been speaking to us via Facebook from Nairobi in Kenya. Not the greatest line, but we were able to hear him, and I trust that you have been blessed. If you'd like to get in contact and give James some feedback, then you can let us know, even through the Facebook page, or send us an email through to info, that's info at g4g.org.uk, and we'll pass it on to James, and I know that he will be very pleased to receive comments from you, and particularly if you would like to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will be able to hear this going out as a podcast. We've got some great music coming up for you, so keep it tuned in here to Gospel for Grampian. This is the Power Hour, where we're applying God's word in prayer. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.